Yes, you're listening to The Wire. And Turkey went to the polls last night in the most consequential election in their recent history. Recep Erdogan, Turkey's leader of 16 years, won the presidency, while his Justice and Development Party, in coalition, won a parliamentary majority. It's the first election since last year's referendum, which transformed Turkish politics and gave vast powers to the new position of president. Daniel Butler spoke with ANU's Dr. Murat Yutbuliş and discussed the ramifications of Erdogan's almost absolute control over Turkey.
So, how significant do you think the results of the elections are?
It is significant because it is the start of unchecked power use in Turkey. Unfortunately, after these elections, the president-elect, Mr. Erdogan, will have enormous powers in his hand legally. After the referendum of last year, the constitution has changed and the new president will have no checks and balances in the system, basically. So we'll have an era in Turkey now where there is an extreme accumulation of power in the president's hands, president's office.
How legitimate do you think the election results are?
Before the election, it was definitely unfair because the media was controlled by Mr. Erdogan. More than 85% of the media coverage about the elections was related with Erdogan and favoring Mr. Erdogan. This was unfair. Second unfair thing, before the election and during the election campaign, one of the opposition candidates was in jail without charge. This was another irregularity, let's say. The second part, if you look at the day of the election, the counting, the votes or such kind of things, I think the irregularities are so minuscule. The irregularities in the counting of the votes did not affect the result, I guess.
Certainly. So you think it's a legitimate result?
Yes. And if you say that the state propaganda all around the country favoring the president, well, counting was legitimate, I guess.
How do you see President Erdogan using his new power?
He has the Islamic roots, first of all, and he has an agenda from the early days that transformed the Turkey a more conservative Islamist place. Turkey has the tendency, the tradition to have the secular state in the last 80 years, and this secularism created certain way of life. Now, his aim for long was to change this. And after this, he will increase his efforts with the new powers to change the sociological makeup of the society, increasing religious courses in the state-led education, prioritizing in the private education more religious and Islamist agendas and Islamic courses, supporting pro-conservative, pro-Islamist charities in Turkey. Such kind of efforts will intensify in Turkey, unfortunately. Some sort of religious social engineering will continue.
Turkey is very significant regionally. Where do you see those regional conflicts going now that President Erdogan has these increased powers? The refugee crisis in Europe, the Syrian war in the Middle East. How does this affect those issues?
Well, when you look at the election results, in the parliament there is this Islamist, conservative and nationalist bloc. I think nothing will change in the aggressive policy of Turkey with regard to Syria. With regard to West, Turkish government will have a dilemma. The main problem in Turkey nowadays is the economy. The Turkish lira lost 20% of value in the last 5 months before the election. So now the economy will be the dominant theme in the Turkish election. So with regard to Europe, Turkey will be in need investments from West, from Europe, from United States and from other big partners in the economy. And I wonder how will it go, such sort of far-right Islamist alliance in Turkey, an ideological direction toward East and Middle East, while the country is in need of finances from West. That is the challenge. But the main problem in the short future of Turkey will be economy.
Where to from here for Turkey? What do you see as the biggest challenge ahead?
The main thing is that the reality of accumulation of power without any checks, without any real checks and balances, and this accumulation of power in the hands of the president, this creates a threat for the Turkish democracy and also region. But I believe, and I want to believe, Turkish society will not permit to lose of the democratic rights in the end. And the elections will continue to be meaningful. That is the danger. The Turkey may have meaningless elections. Now, Turkey will have extremely powerful president, and this extremely powerful president is dominating the judiciary. Think that the members, 12 members of the 15-member constitutional court, will be appointed by Mr. Erdogan. The appointment of the board of prosecutors and judges will be under Erdogan's, Mr. Erdogan's control. The media under his control, most of them. So under this circumstance, it is very highly possible that the elections will turn into some symbolic. This is the fear that I have now. We'll see the process, of course.
Dr. Murat Yurtbilish, Associate Professor of the ANU Center for Arab and Islamic Studies, ending that report by Daniel Butler.